With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen brings us some great news on a couple of different fronts as we first start with a girls' track school record that was broken in the pole vault by Molly Vaughn, as her 10-3 score is also moving her on to this weekend's state meet. Hansen on Vaughn's huge accomplishments as she heads on to the state meet, and spring continues to wrap at Hastings.
Hey, there's always something going on in Raider sports, right? There's never a slow period, right? Just a different period, but yeah, pumped to congratulate Senior Molly Vaughn, who at the Section 1AA meet in Lakeville last Saturday, broke the school record and was the section runner-up with a 10-foot-3-inch mark, which is awesome. The former record was 10 feet even, most recently set in 2017 by Emily Weldon. Emily tied a record 10 feet that was originally set in 2004, so pretty cool that Molly's going to have her name etched up on that wall, and she'll get to compete later this week at the State High School League State Meet, which is being held at St. Michael Albertville. So really cool accomplishment, and she's not done yet. Maybe she can go a little bit higher.
Of course, pole vault is a totally different event when it comes to the 14 offered in track and field, and there's so many fundamentals and a ton of practice that goes into getting to this position, like Vaughn is moving on to the state meet. It also helps that we've had some great pole vaulting coaches over the years at Hastings High School.
It is cool. I mean, it's about as specialty in an event as you can have, right? I mean, one of the cool things about track and field is there are so many different ways that you can participate. There's sprinters, and there's long-distance runners, there's jumpers, and there's throwers, and somewhere in the middle of all that is a pole vaulter, right? You have to have some speed and some power and some strength and some balance, and you got to be gutsy, you know, to get up in the air. You know, again, she's clearing a bar literally that was 10 feet 3 inches in the air, and tumbling back down to the pit is pretty wild. So credit to, again, her mindset and training. And then, you know, we've had a long tradition of great pole vault specific coaches here in our track and field program. Mark Hesley for a long time, Dennis Francis has been doing it, man, forever. Just great passion for the technicalities of it, really great coaches, and you get a kid with the will, and you know, you combine it with the coach's expertise, it's really fun to watch that thing work together. So as you said, one of the cool parts is you get to now stretch it out a little bit further, so another full week of training, which is going to feature mostly good weather, and we'll see what happens at the state meet. Excited for
the other exciting news that KDWA Sports broke earlier on this week is the hiring of former assistant Matt Klein as a new head coach of the Hastings Raiders boys hockey program.
You bet. So thrilled to announce that Matt Klein's been hired as the head boys hockey coach. We finished that process up last week, and then I had some of my own work to do as the hiring administrator. But really blessed to have five great committee members come in and work through the process representing our youth association, booster club, high school coaches and staff members. Really a high quality group of five. Can't thank them enough. And, you know, we interviewed everyone that applied. So we had a pool of folks come in, lots of strong characteristics and local connections and just a variety of skills brought to the table. And so we're appreciative of the folks that engaged and participated and ultimately weren't hired. But Matt clearly stood above the rest. We're just really thrilled for what he's going to bring to the table. And, you know, he's not an unfamiliar name for a couple different reasons. You know, he's a 2000 grad from Hastings High School, multi-sport athlete, who, you know, his team's participated in multiple state tournaments in both baseball and hockey. And he extended his playing career to UMD up in Duluth, where he's a scholarship athlete and had a great experience there. And he currently teaches elementary, right? So a lot of people know Mr. Klein as the physical education teacher at Pinecrest Elementary. But he's also coached three different sports throughout his entire 16-year teaching career, which is so rare. I think we've got maybe a dozen people that coach three sports. So a lot of middle school and ninth grade football. He's, you know, most recently was our varsity boys assistant hockey coach the last 6 years, but he's also coached golf the entire time he's been teaching, but he's been our head coach the last 2 years. So he's got a variety of experiences, and I think, as Matt will tell you, his ability to be empathetic with where a kid is at is almost unparalleled. I mean, he's been the, you know, quote-unquote star player on the team, and he's been the kid that could hardly get off the bench. You know, he's coached high school kids. He's taught elementary kids. He's coached boys and girls. He's had great winning teams. He's had struggling teams. And so he's kind of had a chance to kind of see it all and do it all, right? So my point in saying that is he's bringing a very mature perspective to the role, and we're excited for him to get going.
And all of our coaches at Hastings High School will continue to get better as coaches in this offseason. But we also hope they all get some rest as well, because frankly, fans, it's much deserved.
Yeah, summer means a lot of different things to different coaches. Some of it due to the nature of their sport, and some of it just kind of the space where they're at in their career, right? So some of them, it's very traditional for, you know, basketball, volleyball, hockey, football, sports like that, to have some version of a summer camp and clinic. It's not necessarily all that common sometimes when you get to, like, track and field, or obviously you can't alpine or Nordic ski, right? You can do summer physical training. So it's a little bit relative, but I'll tell you, I mean, I certainly encourage our coaches to get some rest, to take a break. Particularly, we get this breather over the 4th of July. I'm like, they're grinding all year long, and so that's one focus. I don't bring them back together as a large group until mid-August. We get together as an entire coaches group of 100 coaches at the end of the week right before fall sports starts to kind of reconvene, refresh, reset our priorities, get reconnected, and so that's the next formal thing that we'll do. But in between, you know, coaches are doing a lot of their own work. Some choose to do some of their own reading. Some go to their own clinics. And frankly, some of the most important work that happens in the summer is just the relationship building that happens around their open gyms or Raiders Express time, where they can get to know the kids and be around them when they don't kind of have the stresses and pressures of the in-season routine. And I think that's really healthy. So it does mean a lot of different things, summer that being, or the off-season, a lot of different things to our coaches. But they're doing some combination of all those things, resting, growing, connecting, and we just want them cranked and ready to go when we come back mid-August.
Special thanks to Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen. The 2021 Prescott Cardinals girls softball team is your regional champions in Division III softball. The Cardinals got their 21st win of the season against three losses. 21-3 now on the year are the Cardinals. Their 5-1 victory over Greenwood Loyal, who is a very formidable regional championship opponent, as Greenwood Loyal finishes their season at 16-9, as the Cardinals win 5-1, pounding out 13 hits in the game. Cardinals 2 runs on 2 hits right away to lead 2-0 after one full, then 2 runs on 4 hits and 1 error in the second. And then the Cardinals added 1 more on 2 hits and an error in the 5th to pull away. Couple of big bats in the lineup. One of the big blows of the game was in the 1st inning. Bella Lenz with Ari Temmers on base drives one deep to center field, and it was a 2-run home run. She was 1-for-4 on the day with a 2-run shot. Also drove 2 others to the wall for outs, 2 RBIs and a run scored. How about Sid Matzik? 4-for-4 at the top of the order, doing exactly as we needed in that top spot. 4 singles in the game. Ari Tembers, 2-for-4, 2 singles and an RBI and a run scored. Grace Franco, 2-for-4. Mackenzie Wallen, also 2-for-4 in the winning effort for Prescott. On the other side of the coin, Taylor Graff threw a great game again. 7 innings, a complete game 3-hitter. Only 1 run. It was unearned with 8 strikeouts in the victory. The Prescott girls softball team will now get ready for Monday's sectional semifinal game that we'll have right here on KDWA, 5 p.m. Monday from Biggs Fry Memorial Field. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.